Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show, Wednesday edition. Bill off today. My name is Tim Allen. There's Radio Joe Zenzola, executive producer, board op, and engineer extraordinaire. Is that good?
I wouldn't say engineer.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't put that in my credentials, no.
All right, very good. Nick Bodie behind the glass and talking some Brewers baseball, among other things today on the program. And the Brewers, they keep keeping on. Last year, I had the mantra, the beat goes on. And this year, they just keep keeping on. And that's what they're doing. Let's talk some Brewers baseball and broadcasting from Fox Sports Wisconsin. Former Brewers left-hander Jerry Augustine joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jerry, always a pleasure, my friend.
It's more my honor, franchise. It's more my honor to be with you.
Okay. Now, this is coming from a guy that I used to get an autograph from when I was a little kid. Now, obviously he doesn't remember that, but it's funky that years just they fly by. We all know this that you got to pinch yourself. The years do fly by, but you know you still probably are on the autograph scene, aren't you, Jerry?
Well, it's nice of you to come by my high school when I was playing and get the autograph, but it is, and it's one thing that's so special about Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports is that, you know, the people here really treasure the people that have gone and played professional sports and go out and play each and every year. And it's really neat. I was born and raised here. I'm very fortunate to have played my whole career here and now be a part of the broadcast. And it's very special. And I could never, I just love the game of baseball, and it just makes it a lot of fun each and every day.
Yeah, and that's true, Jerry. I mean, you know, as a kid, I used to flip your baseball card over and see Kewaunee, Wisconsin. And I'm like, wow, he's from Wisconsin. And he plays for the Brewers. You're not only born and raised here or whatever, but you played for the Brewers. Now you broadcast for it, for that entity, and that's your Milwaukee Brewers. That's got to be a dream come true.
It really is. You know, I can remember days I was actually born in Green Bay, and then my parents moved to Kewaunee, and being raised there in a small city and having the opportunity to go to school there. And sports was so much fun that you could play all three sports in a small high school. And I was very fortunate. I came up in an era where in three consecutive years we put three players in three major sports. We had Jack Novak, who was a football player and played with Tampa Bay, and I think it was Cincinnati. Dale Kaler played at Wisconsin, basketball, played in the NBA, and then I had the opportunity to play baseball. So coming from a small city like Kewaunee to have three guys to play major sports,
wow,
is quite a feat in itself. But we had some good athletics, and it was a great place to grow up.
Yeah, and then you go on to coach at UWM as well. So, I mean, you've done it all in the state of Wisconsin. Actually, after you're done, we're going to talk about how popular the Brewers are throughout the state. You guys on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and nothing against Craig Kishon and Matt LaPay, but Brian Anderson in that booth, just absolutely amazing. You guys as a whole, with Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder, and Sophia, and yourself, among others, Craig and all the gang, guys do a pretty damn good job for the market size it is.
Well, you know what? Honestly, God, franchise, we're more of a family. Everybody likes each other. We enjoy each other. And, you know, each and every day that we have our little call-ins in the morning and we're going on that day, we want to really bring a good product and really reach out to the fans. And the more we can bring to the fans, the more understanding about the game we can bring to our great fans, which we have here in Wisconsin, it makes it fun. And I'll tell you what, the way the Brewers are playing right now,
yeah,
you you just can't have any more fun. They're playing such great baseball, but it's the whole enthusiasm that's going on here. And it's just not only baseball, it's in every sport. And we feel very fortunate as a group to go out each and every day and bring the broadcast to our fans.
Okay, now I got you all buttered up and ready to go. Now we'll talk some Brewers baseball on that field. Little concern for me, Jerry, and nothing against these guys, Saladino and Miller and Kratz and Nottingham and Nate Orff's of the world and things like that. I'm a little concerned down the stretch when you put that lineup side by side against a team like the Chicago Cubs or the LA Dodgers, and maybe even to some degree the lower portion of the orders of the Arizona Diamondbacks or Washington Nationals. Do you think David Stearns is going to step up and improve that part of the team, that lower portion of the order, in some way?
Well, I think David Stearns is going to try to make this team better any way he can. You take the job that David has done along with Matt Arnold, and then you got the manager, Craig Carlson, of course, headed by Mark Antanasio. Each and every day, they do their due diligence to make this team a better team. And, you know, they're very fortunate. When they came in, they brought in a new culture, and the culture was, there are no expectations. You go out and you create your own expectations. And I think that's helped this organization and these young players come up and do the job that they're doing. You know, we talk about baseball. Baseball is not about a 25-man roster anymore. This year, the Brewers are already at 46, I believe, not far behind. I think Seattle Mariners are a little higher, but there are a couple other teams that have even had more players on their roster. This is a new wave of baseball, and it's not just about the roster. It's about guys you have in your organization being able to come up and do some good things for you. And the Brewer organization has done it, and it's done it because they have changed the culture. They have allowed players, young players, to come up and do the job, and David Stearns did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to obtain, develop, and maintain good young players, and he's lived up to that. And I think that's the reason why you see this ball club and this organization doing as well as it is.
Former Brewers lefty Jerry Augustine, currently on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jerry, Corbin Burnes makes his debut last night. Freddie Peralta, they've won five of his first six starts. He's got a record of 4-1, an ICRA's up 2.5. And is it, do they get the love they deserve, their starting rotation? Because you look forward here, Jerry, it could be Chase, Chacin, Junior Guerra, Freddie Peralta, and Corbin Burnes, you know, maybe moving forward. I don't know, that they may be dedicated to Burnes out of the bullpen, but is that good enough for a deep run?
Well, I think you have to look at baseball and the way it's played. And, you know, unit, if you go in a unit, I'm got my guys mixed up. Franchise, there's only one franchise. It is you, Tim. If you take the starting rotations in all of baseball, and you take the starting rotations that have the best ERAs in baseball, you're going to see that these starting pitchers go somewhere between 5 2/3 and 6 2/3 innings. The Brewers right now are right between that 5 2/3 and 6. So you're getting a starting rotation that's taking you just about to that sixth inning. Do they have to improve? Would you like them to go a little bit longer, have some deeper games? Yes. I think you would like to see that, and I think you're going to see that as we go along and they get healthier. But the big thing about this club is the bullpen. That bullpen will decide what this ball club does. Yeah, defense is important. They've had to improve, and they've done that offensively. They're swinging the bat really good at times. They have to be more consistent. But when it comes down to the end, it's all about that bullpen. And when you look at what that bullpen is starting to do, you know, you've got the three big guys. You got Hader, you got JJ, and you got Corey Knebel. But now all of a sudden you're seeing a Taylor Williams, and you're seeing Corbin Burnes come up and do what he did last night. Dan Jennings is starting to throw the ball well. It's all about this total bullpen and what they can do on a day-to-day basis going forward. That's going to make a big difference. And I'll tell you what, I think the Brewers are well geared for that. I think they got a good routine which they're going through. I think the bullpen is pitching at a comfort level, and I think they're playing very well.
And Craig Counsell has managed that bullpen, and I agree with you that Dan Jennings and Taylor Williams are starting to step up here, and that's cool. The outlier here might be a Jacob Barnes, and it just might be a Corbin Burnes out of that pen. How do you think that Craig Counsell is doing by the management of the bullpen? I'm not going to agree with every move he makes, but how do you feel he's been doing?
I think he's been doing an outstanding job. But, you know, I think that's what's so fun for us as fans is not to agree all the time and to play the game, play our own game, and enjoy the way the Brewers are playing. But I think you hit a lot of things on the head with a guy like Jacob Barnes. Jacob Barnes has got great stuff. The one thing he doesn't do very well, everybody talks about his slider and his cutter, how good it is and how he needs that. He doesn't command his fastball. When he could command that fastball for strikes, throw it where he wants to, and then have the slider, that allows him to expand the strike zone. I think he's going to be much better. But they're counting on these players to go out each and every day to perform, and they're going to need their performance. Putting Corbin Burnes in a high-leverage situation, your first outing you come to the big leagues.
It was amazing.
It's pretty special. But you know what? That's the confidence level that Craig shows in his players, that culture that he shows. And that's why you're seeing guys that are coming here and doing such a good job. And Saladino, look what he's done. And you see what Miller has done and all these guys stepping in. The R's starting to play better. So if Orlando Arcia ever gets back to swinging the bat well, this could be a very dangerous team.
That being said, the final thing for you, Jerry, does your gut say that Stearns will make a big splash? I know he's going to make some moves. There's no doubt in my mind that you're this close, best record in the NL, through 90-plus games. You're in it to win it here, and he will improve this team in some way, shape, or form. But will it be a big splash, according to Jerry Augustine?
It's so difficult because I think they do their I think the organization does its due diligence and looks at everything, and I think they have a certain idea of what they want to do and what they want to accomplish and where they want to go. I think David Stearns will do anything he can to make this team better and to give them the best opportunity for success. You talk about Craig Council putting players in a successful, putting them in the game in a way that they can be successful. I think David Stearns and Matt Arnold and the organization looks at it the same way. What do I need to be successful? And I think they've got a whole list of things that they can do. Now they're going to go out and do it, and it's going to be interesting the next 2 weeks what's going to happen.
Really is going to be interesting because they're in a position that I love, 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 Jerry. I just never agreed with the rebuild and the tank job, but he's doing what I said could and should and would be done. Well, maybe not would, but he's rebuilding and competing at the same time. And not just competing. He's competing at a high level. It really is remarkable.
It is. And, you know, you look at the culture of this organization and what it's done. Who would have thought that Jesus Aguilar would be where he is today? But how did they bring him up? They brought him up, and the first year he's a pinch hitter, and he got to be a really good pinch hitter, one of the best in all of baseball. But he learned something about himself that he was able to take the winter ball, comes back this year, and look what he's doing this year. Definitely should be an all-star. You look at guys like Taylor Williams, how they use him out of the bullpen. It's the way that Craig has used these guys to get to where he wants them to be. And you see it day in and day out with these guys. He doesn't give up on guys. He challenges guys to be successful. And that's what you have to do on a major league level. It's about performing, and it's about going out each every day and doing your job. And I tell you, he's got them in a good place right now, and they're playing good baseball.
Big time, big time. Jerry, I won't see you until the next homestand, so that's sort of a sad deal. We'll see you at the ballpark after the All-Star break, all right?
Oh, there's nothing like going to the ballpark, especially on those Sunday mornings. It's seeing the franchise there, ready to get to work.
There you go. Jerry, thanks a lot. Enjoy your time off for the break.
All right, Tim. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Jerry Augustine, former Brewers left-hander and currently with Fox Sports Wisconsin on the telecast. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We're going crazy in the city of Milwaukee, and how we look in Oshkosh with Brewers baseball, how we look in Wausau with Brewers baseball, or Madison, or Green Bay, or lacrosse, we'll ask you that, as I want to check the pulse of the rest of the state for the excitement, really level of Brewers baseball. We'll do that next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today, just hanging out, talking some sports as the Brewers road trip continues. Final road trip into the All-Star break. Manny Machado and trade talks just heating up. Radio Joe is here, and we're going crazy in this part of the state. And again, I'm not saying any one part of the state is better than the other. I live in probably the most extreme southern county you can get into. In fact, I do. And that's in Kenosha County. Close enough where it's 40-minute drive to Miller Park, roughly. No traffic, just zip up. It's like going down the street to go grab a burger, almost. Why it seemed like such a long ride when I was a kid to go to County Stadium. It seemed like it took half a day to get there. Like the big city, oh, look at this, the big tall buildings and all that as a little kid. But now it's just get in the car, let's go, and we're there and through and into the turnstiles within an hour. But that's here. Let alone the folks in, you know, West Allis or Waukesha that can just, they're minutes away. I couldn't imagine that you're that close to a stadium where you can basically walk or take a short Uber ride or taxi ride to the ball game. It's just a bus ride, the public transportation, just get you there. A shuttle from one of the bars downtown and get you there. I've been through doing what I do, and which is the post-game show on The Fan in Milwaukee, the Michael's flagship, for now 13 years. So I get the craziness, and I think proximity may or may not play a part of that. I don't know if it is or it isn't, and that's why we're going to discuss here. You could walk into any of the bars around Miller Park, and just it's brewer crazy. The restaurants and bars in that particular area, I still wonder why there's not some sort of entertainment district adjacent to Miller Park, but that's a different conversation, like the Bucks are trying to put together. But we go crazy in these parts, and I just wonder if, say, you're in a bar in La Crosse or something, that you step into a national food chain, where you step in and the game's on. It's just an automatic. You don't have to say, hey, can you put the Brewer game up on this? You don't have to do that here. They're always on here. And so it's example of that is sometimes during the game, I will run down the street to get some food. And we'll go in and wait for our food and bring it back to the station, the whole deal. Zeus hits a home run. You can hear throughout the entire establishment that people are clapping and, you know, excited about it. But that's here. I wonder if that's different throughout the state of Wisconsin. Green Bay, I know it's the Packer Mecca. You're walking on water up there. But you know, Madison, it's a lot of times it's Badger sports. But you get to Wausau and Rhinelander and these parts of the state, is it kind of hanging on every pitch these days? Again, I've been doing this 13 years, and 2008, I was just amazed at the excitement of that whole run there. Now, again, the dynamic is a little bit different because that was a 26-year playoff drought that occurred, that was broken that year. So that fateful day of September 28th, I think it was, and Braun hits the eighth inning home run to put the Brewers up, and then you got to wait out what happened with the Mets and Marlins, and then you get in the celebration and the whole deal, not just at Miller Park, but around the surrounding area. You could literally hear, I was out in the parking lot at a live broadcast that I was doing that day, and you could hear, not just from the place I was at, you could hear down the street, Joe. You literally, in that area, you could hear down the street, you could hear horns honking. Now, that's here, though. Proximity may or may not play a part of this. Not saying that folks that live in Wausau or in the northern parts of the state aren't, you know, hanging on every pitch. I get calls from all over the state on the postgame show. Bill obviously gets calls all over, you know, the show here. But is it as crazy there as it is in the Milwaukee area? 855-830-8648. Is the phone number here to get in touch if you want to join the conversation, 855-830-8648. Because if you're listening in, I don't know, pick a city. I mean, you pick one.
Eau Claire.
Okay, Eau Claire. I don't know what the bars are in Eau Claire. Chuck Freeman might know. He knows every little diner and bar around every part of this state.
It's funny when you you mentioned...
Go ahead, Chuck.
I was in the hallways here, and I heard you talking about the outer reaches. And when I was up in Eau Claire, I was at a bar in downtown Eau Claire called the Mousetrap.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. The final four weekend, the Brewers are playing their second game against San Diego, and Ryan Braun hit that home run.
Yeah.
Remember, the Brewers hit that big inning, and Braun hit the bar exploded when Braun hit that home run in downtown Eau Claire.
Awesome.
Second game of the season. Yeah, the bar was, we're glued to the TV set, and boom, Braun jacks one, and the bar was up for grabs.
And then, of course, later on in the game, it was Orlando Arcia's 12th inning jobby. I think that was opening day, right? Was that the opening game?
Yeah, this was the Braun's was
game two.
Yes, maybe? Remember when he hit the one in San Diego? Yeah, that was only game two, and fans were into it.
Right, but we do go crazy here. Maybe more so, just based on proximity, or maybe not.
No, I think Brewer fever. Now, whereas Bucks fever is maybe only southeastern Wisconsin, Brewer fever, there are people up in Green Bay. I was up in Green Bay. People are excited about the Brewers.
Transcends the...
It does. I think Fox Valley. I go through the Fox Valley a lot. I think people are pumped up, and the games are on bars all around the state. I think all around the state, people are into this team.
Yeah, 855-830-8648 if you want to join the conversation.
Well, let's go to La Crosse and talk to Jen. Jen, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jen.
I just wanted to let you know over here in La Crosse, we love our Brewers. You can walk into any bar. The game's going to be on. There's going to be bus trips all the time that leave from La Crosse. We just had the Miller Park's largest group outing the end of June, La Crosse Area Day, where they bring about 20 buses from the La Crosse area.
Oh, nice.
So people can enjoy the game. So we definitely are supporting our team.
Yeah, and I it is a statewide I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, it's a statewide thing because we're not going to compare it to the Green Bay Packers. I know that, Jen, right?
Oh, gosh, no. But, they're definitely, especially when they're doing well, again, I think everybody likes baseball. So that's, and in La Crosse here, we have the La Crosse Lager, so that helps a lot to bring the baseball, everybody likes to go to the games where, they produced Chris Sale came out of the lagers.
Eric Thames played there.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. So we are supportive of our team.
Jen, thank you. Have a great week and the rest of your weekend. All right, 855-830-8648. So there's La Crosse chiming in. It is, I couldn't imagine the state turning upside down if indeed this team does get into the World Series, because folks, they got to pop at it. They do. Are they the front runner? Maybe, maybe not. They definitely got a shot at it. We'll discuss more after the break here. Tim Allen in for Bill today on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show, Wednesday edition. Bill off today. He's back tomorrow. Tim Allen in for Bill. There's Radio Joe. And let's get back to you guys, 855-830-8648. How widespread is Brewer mania? Maybe not just when they're winning, but just in general. Let's go to Crandon, where we say hello to Jesse. First of all, remind me where Crandon is.
Crandon is just west or just east of Rhinelander, about 26 miles.
Crandon is one of those cities. You'd be listening to the Brewers game over the years, and you say, "Our contestant in the home run inning from Crandon." That's what it sounds like to me. So, how is it in Crandon?
Well, we're nuts about the Brewers up here too, and in the bars during games, they're getting a lot of support from a lot of people up here. So,
and are you? Sort of hanging on every pitch, or is it sort of just, touch base with them? They got a big game tonight or whatever?
No, I'm a lifelong Brewer fan, so I hang on every pitch. I try to watch as many games as possible. I follow a lot of their minor leaguers. But there's a lot of us up here that are in just as nuts about the Brewers as I am.
Awesome. Jesse, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that. 855-830-8648. Just wondering if it's as crazy in the northern part of the state. It's like, normally, the Brewers radio network is a very, very strong radio network. And it's one of the better, or I know it's one of the biggest in all of baseball. Because you could slide into the Dells and, you know, you hear one of the stations up there, and it'll be like, you know, it'll be like Oldies WNNO in the Dells. And then it's, you know, then coming up is Brewers baseball at 6:30 with the pregame show. And then, you know, later on, you go there the very next year and it's WNNO country music for your vacation. And at the top of the hour is boo-boo, ABC News. All right, let's go to Eau Claire and we say hello to Jack. Jack, you're next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Jack drops, so we'll go now to Jim in Eau Claire.
Both in Eau Claire. All right, Jim, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
What's up?
Well, I'm just calling from up here. I grew up on the south side of Milwaukee down by the airport, and I was a Brewer fan growing up and moved here in the late 70s and been up here ever since. And there's a really good core of Brewer fans up here, and I laughed when he said he was at the Mousetrap. A friend of mine owns it, and they have a real good hardcore following of Brewer fans, along with probably about another half a dozen places that we'll have it on all the time. The problem is we have a real close proximity to the Twin Cities to shoot over to watch the Twins, so we have about a quarter people who have that affliction of being Twins fans, and then also Viking fans in the process. So we come down to Brewer games fairly regular. It's about a little under 4-hour drive from Eau Claire, so just far enough that it has to be a special trip. So if you come to Eau Claire, there are plenty of places to watch it. You can get it turned on just about anywhere.
Yeah, I wonder.
There happens to be the Twin fans.
I wonder, you know, you say 4.5 hours.
A little under four.
Okay, a little under four. That is at that breaking point, whether or not you get a hotel room. And that does make it a bigger trip.
Exactly. And that's what happens a lot. Like over to Green Bay now, since Highway 29 went to four lanes, you can make it over there in just about three now. So it's a little less to even go to Packer games. So
yeah.
The thing is, Brewer games are still a lot of fun, and people still make the trek, and places get buses to go down there. But it's like you said, just at that breaking point, but we have a ton of them up here, and everyone who's on the board is on board right now. So
Jim, thank you, sir.
We're voting for Jesus yesterday. So
good job.
That was good.
Good job. Thank you, sir. All right, 855-830-8648. That would be the area where you say, I guess you would walk into an establishment, there'd be the Twins game on over there and the Brewers game on over there. Is that the territory we're talking about? And then you could just say, get that garbage off and put the Brewer game on, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Chuck.
Tim, a few years ago, I went to college in Eau Claire. We had the radio station I worked at. The FM played the Packer games, and the AM had the Viking games on.
Oh, no kidding.
So you'd walk in the hallway, and you'd hear two different games on, Vikings and Packers.
Okay. So I've never lived up there, been through there, but never lived up there. I wondered where the split was with that Minnesota sports versus Wisconsin sports.
There's more Wisconsin.
Okay.
There's more Wisconsin. Of course, I was up there when the Twins won the 87 World Series, so everybody was jumping on the Twins bandwagon, too.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And the 91 team when they won the World Series as well.
Now it's just a friendly border battle.
There's not the hatred up there between Brewer fans and Twin fans among each other as there was Packers and Viking fans.
Yeah.
Like I was on a golf course up there, Wild Ridge, beautiful golf course, and I saw a guy ahead of me in a Viking golf cart. A golf bag in front of me, and I'm like, oh, no, I hated it. It was a Viking golf bag.
Well, you got to commend him for having that sort of...
Not in my state, Wisconsin.
That's true. All right, 855-830-8648. We're going Brewers crazy down here. What say you up there? More next year on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Now, they fixed me up, got me back in the game. The orthopedic people there are fantastic. My knee feels great. I'm out biking already this summer. No pain, no problems, no swelling. You don't have to live with pain like I did for so many years. Call them 855 855- MC Ortho. That's 855-MC-ORTHO. That's the Marshfield Clinic Health System. And if you want more information for the locations, the services, the physicians, whatever you need, go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and the Bill Michaels Show has no Bill Michaels today. It's Tim Allen in for Bill. Radio Joe is here and talking Brewers, excitement level, where you are at. I get a little snow jobbed here a little bit because I'm in the mix here. I live in Kenosha, and I commute to Hales Corners every day to come to work. So, and then that's basically Milwaukee. We're what, Joe, 15 minutes from Miller Park?
Easy, yeah.
Easy sailing, barring traffic, smooth sailing right into Miller Park. So the excitement level is there around the bars. As I said before, I go and grab a bite to eat during the game, come back to the studio. But while we're waiting for our food, the game might be on. You hear applause and cheers throughout the establishment when the Brewers do something big. And I'm wondering if it's like that throughout the state as we check the pulse throughout the state. And I don't know. I'm assuming there's some excitement level. Maybe, just maybe, it's increased by the success of the team, and that's always going to help in any market, anywhere, for the fan base. 855-830-8648. We go to Medford, and we say hello to Travis. Travis, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, just getting back onto your question about the Brewers' excitement level. I mean, I'm personally excited for it, but up here, you go into, like, any kind of bar or anything like that, and there's really never even the Brewer game on up here. And I'm, like, in between Eau Claire and Wausau. So, I mean, it's kind of in the northern part, but, yeah.
Home of Tombstone Pizza? Is that what's happening up there?
Oh, yeah, that's about it up here, yeah. Tombstone, yep. That's where it's at, so.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad to hear. All right, thanks for the call. That's going to be some of those bars you walk in where they'll be like the bartender with her boyfriend at one end of the bar. There'll be two old guys at the other end of the bar. And when you walk in the front door, they both give you like that look, like, who the hell is that? And it's like 8 o'clock at night. The Brewers are in a 2-1 ball game against the Cubs. And it'll be like, these guys are watching Wheel of Fortune and saying, give me a couple of meat snacks. Let's go to Green Bay and say hello to Fred. Fred, you're on the fan. I'm sorry, the Hi, Bill Tim. Michaels Show.
Hi, Tim and Joe.
What's up?
There's many, many, many good baseball fans in Green Bay, and we support the Brewers. And I want to thank you, Tim, for your love of baseball and your support of the team. I go back to the Braves of their 50s, and the excitement of the city and the state was unmatched any place in baseball. And I do think this excitement can be achieved if the Brewers can hang in there the rest of the way.
Man, I wish I could get a better bird's eye view, and through video and social media and everything that wasn't around back then, there's less documented on those years. 57, Braves win the World Series. 58, you go right back to the World Series again. They lose to the Yankees. But, man, it had to be crazy. I would hope.
It was incredible. And you can go on YouTube and find the games from 57 and 58.
Yeah.
And see the enthusiasm. But I have a question for you, Tim. The Milwaukee Braves / Milwaukee Brewers have six players in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I know you can name them. Only four have their numbers on the Hall of Fame in Milwaukee. Where are the other two?
That's a good question. Yeah,
I'm serious about this. Where's Warren Spahn and Eddie Matthews?
Yeah, well, I think there's
those guys are. I know they got Hank up there. You know, I wouldn't have a problem if Hank wasn't up there, but he had two mediocre seasons with the Brewers, so he's up there for his entire body of work, including that as a Milwaukee Brave.
That's true.
Eddie Warren should be up there. County Stadium was not called Brewers County Stadium. It was called County Stadium. It represented the Braves as well as the Brewers, and it just pains me that we can recognize two of the greatest players in the history of the game.
The man who made Milwaukee famous, that's Hank Aaron. I read that book. Thanks for the call, Fred. I read that book as a kid. Hardcover. It was one of my first hardcover books I ever got. It's called The Man Who Made Milwaukee Famous. It was a book on Hank Aaron. I couldn't believe he was in a Brewers uniform. I could not believe that dude was a Brewer. And maybe that's why he's honored as he is, because he did play for both. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Fred. Thanks for the call. 855-830-8648. What do you want to do here, Joe?
Let's go to Dan, listening to us in the Twin Cities. Dan, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on this. Tim, obviously, you know I listen to you and Billy every night.
Uh-oh. News in from Mars. We're hearing some beeping.
Oh. I'm driving through Iowa right now for sales. Can you hear me right now?
You're driving through Iowa?
Yeah, I was coming back from Kansas City. So believe it or not, though, I have to have this so you can hear me. I did see an Iowa car, you know, an Iowa license plate with a Brewer sticker on it while I was on hold. I couldn't believe it. So that just goes to show you right there. I guess it's not just secluded to the state. But, like I said, Tim, as you know, I call in to the post-game show with you and Billy quite often. And, you know, I am from Milwaukee, a little bit, 24 years. But from my experience in the, you know, 4 years I've been up in the Twin Cities area, you know, it's really a good mix. And like it was kind of brought up earlier, I think Chuck or someone brought up, you know, Twins fans, they are pretty low-key, and like at my office where it's a complete divide when it comes to NFL, and you got your, you know, 50% Pack fans, 50% Viking fans, and, you know, they are just, you know, on edge all during the season. With the MLB, I think, you know, like a lot of them who like both teams, you know, tend to just go where, you know, whoever is doing better. And you can call it bandwagon, but
that's true.
In that area, yeah, you know, but in the area, it's, you see a lot of both. Like you had mentioned, you know, you'll have both games on in a restaurant or a bar, and, you know, it kind of tends to be more of a focus, obviously, on whoever is doing well. But, you know, the Brewers, I think, just over the last 10 years have gotten probably more notice. And I just think the way the Brewers do things, even with you guys, and this is just, you know, my personal opinion, but the post-game show up here is bad. And, like, you listen to it, even when they're good, I hardly heard any callers, you know, even in the last year when they were, you know, making it to the wild card. Tim, I listen to you guys, and people are, you know, I got to wait on hold, you know, for 10, 15, 20 minutes to speak with you guys, because there's just, I think, always a little bit more buildup with Brewer fans. I don't know.
That's Dan, I got to let you go because it keeps beeping, and it's like Dan also communicating through wireless telegraphy. He's got the telegraph going there. Dan, I think part of that is putting personnel in the proper spots. You know, you get a radio dude that wants to do, there's an opening for, you know, the Twins flagship here on 92.1 FM or whatever it is. And then they get all these influx of applicants, which is cool, but I mean, get some passion. Place the passion where it belongs. I mean, it's like, how would I do, and those of you that don't know, I do post-game coverage for the Brewers, and how would I do on a, and it's a final that's, welcome to Texas Rangers post-game here on The Fan in Dallas. I don't think I'd be as good. Not nearly as good, because it wouldn't be my love of that baseball team, so that's part of it. You could move me to anywhere in this state, and the excitement level would be the same for me. But that's me. Just in general, the masses, how are they handling things in the northern parts?
But imagine yourself in one of those bars up north.
$700.
Tea.
One
tea. Hey, honey, can I get another one? That's what they do at those little places. I get it. I hang out at a little corner bar. You know that.
It's so true, though.
It's and they look over their shoulder and it's like, intruder, intruder alert. And then you get the bartender that the second you order a cheeseburger, she hates you. Hates you because it opens the floodgate for Fred and George down the bar. That smells good. Darlene, you throw a couple more burgers on? Now she's a cook instead of a bartender hanging out getting drunk with her boyfriend. 855-830-8648. Trill, you're next here on the Bill Michaels Show. What do you think throughout the state? Is it capturing, are the Brewers capturing excitement like they are in the Milwaukee area?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, they sure should be. I mean, this is probably the first time in a long time this team has got an opportunity to go and win a World Series. So if you're not excited right now, I tell
you. Geez, I'm up against Trill. Can you hold on, man? I'm sorry. Sure. I did not know that. All right, hold on a second. I'm going to get his thoughts. You got to keep me up to speed here. I hear the music, and it means we got to go. We got a break. But we'll continue a baseball conversation up next and revisit this throughout the state of Wisconsin. As you're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, Tim Allen in for Bill today. We'll be back.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.